Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the MedFlash Go question of the day. Today we have a multiple choice question for you. A patient presents with a condition that causes functional asplenia due to splenic infarcts. Which medication can be used to help with the underlying condition? Is it A, filgastrum, B, erythropoietin, C, methotrexate, or D, hydroxyurea? The answer is D, hydroxyurea. Now, the way this works is basically it's an anti-cancer agent, right? It works in the S phase, can be used on head and neck cancers, but why is it used for sickle cell disease? And now, really, it's just that it works on the bone marrow, it causes an insult to the bone marrow, and the bone marrow ends up reducing the numbers of red blood cells that are being created, as well as the other cells, you know, the platelets, white blood cells. And what happens is that your bone marrow responds by pumping out more hemoglobin F, okay? And it does that because it holds on to oxygen better. The benefit is that it really helps with sickle cell patients and mitigating recurrent vaso-occlusive events. All right. It also helps reduce, like I said before, white blood cell and platelet counts, which has been associated with more poor outcomes with sickle cell disease. And a quick follow-up question here. If a patient with sickle cell disease presents with chest pain, tachypnea, fever, cough, and hypoxia, what complication should you consider? And that would be acute chest syndrome. And it's a really big emergency and one of the most common causes of death in patients with sickle cell disease. All right, that about wraps it up. Remember, here in sickle cell, that patients can benefit from hydroxyurea. It helps boost hemoglobin F levels and reduces vaso-occlusive events. And as well, you gotta watch out for those symptoms of acute chest syndrome because it can be extremely fatal in sickle cell patients. All right, thank you so much for joining in today, and please stop by for MedFlashGo's question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.